This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. It's got to be everybody thinking, is it Thursday already? Another Thursday? How fast it goes. But for all you people, I know I'm going to bore you, but I'm enjoying this. And I could do a whole hour on it, but I'm not going to spend the time doing it and breaking down the analysis on the value of the stock market and why it's gone up and where it is right now. I'd like to do that by giving Barack Obama some credit. I'm having difficulty figuring out how to do it, but I'll make an attempt here just to show that I'm balanced. 20 to over 22,000. Now, to the few friends that I have who are far to the left, I mean, I've got some friends who are moderate, if there are any moderates left. And very few far to the left. I've taken this really personally. I'm one of them. You know, you say, oh, no, I'm an object. Baloney. We're all hypocrites. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite on this, but I'll say the market's up to 22,000. Does Donald Trump get all of the credit? No. Should Barack Obama get all of the blame for his 8 years in office? Yes. So when Obama took over, the market was at its depth. I mean, it was just really pathetic in 2008. I don't know what he did to stimulate the market. Certainly the bailout package of $800 and some odd billion was thrown away, just like a lot of it was in terms of investing into electric, energy, water, power, all of these companies, remember? Nobody talks about all the billions of dollars wasted. Anyone want to talk about how about the website for Obamacare? That was a billion. Nobody talks about it. So the market is up tremendously since Trump took office. And when I say not everything should fall on the president or on any one person, except when you're talking about Hillary Clinton. But part of the euphoria, and there is euphoria out there. I mean, I'm part of this. I went 2 or 3 years. You know, I look at the market. It's no big deal. And as I said, I used to talk about the market here every day. I may end up talking more and more about it. But the cut in regulations. Companies are not strapped anymore. There will have to be regulations always. There will always have to be some environmental regulations because even though I'm a conservative and I think climate control could be real, I don't believe it's man-made. I think it's my take on it really simply is that the sun has moved very close, in a very short distance to us. It hasn't moved much, but it doesn't take more with the heat of that. That's the explanation I'm going for. Does it help when you abuse the environment like they do in China, Beijing? No, of course not. But I don't live in an area, and I don't know if you do, with this constant smog and fog, and you have to wear a mask. If it comes down to that, then I might have to reevaluate it. Ronald Reagan said in a GE ad many years ago, progress is our most important product. It was an ad for Westinghouse. We're making more progress doing other things. Today we talked about some embryo discovery where, you know, it's a little frightening when you start fooling with nature and mankind, where you can actually determine a baby from the baby by injecting some stem cell in, what color hair, how intelligent. I mean, that's, I you know, in a lot of movies, a lot of sci-fi movies that I've seen that do this, I'm not going to start naming them all. But that becomes an ethical issue as to how far you want to push the button. You see, my belief, and I'm not a conservative when it comes to stem cell research, is that it should be used for what it's primarily used for. If it can cure illnesses or stem things like MS or other diseases, I'm not looking at the religious side of this. I'm taking the liberal side of it, and I think stem cell research is a plus. So there you go. Anyway, back to the economy. So Trump is partially responsible. Is this Trump phenomenon? I know people say, well, the phenomenon's gone. He was over 40% in approval. He's down to 33% now. I don't look at, I mean, when I say I don't look at polls, I have to look at them, but I don't. I mean, you could cast an election right now between Trump and Hillary, and I bet you Trump wins it. Hillary's post-loss behavior has been just horrific. We've got regulations being decreased. We haven't even touched tax reform, corporation cuts and taxes. We've encouraged growth in businesses, the infusion of money into this country. The opportunity for people to realize the American dream with the attitude is great. All of this counts for a lot. And you got to give credit to Donald. I mean, you just, I mean, you have to be deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid not to say that Trump is partially responsible. And you watch with everyone looking out for their self-interest when, you know, they preach, well, I'm for what's good for mankind, and I want to spread love and peace. I mean, who wouldn't? So would I. But I realize the impossible, or at best case scenario, the improbable. And I look at this realistically. And there are certain people around the world, no matter what we do or how much, we're going to get a kick in the pants for it. No good deed goes unpunished. So I look at what Trump has done as being fantastic. And when I say to people, well, you know, what do you think of the way, what do you think of Trump? I don't, but I mean, it comes up in any human conversation. Well, he's killing the country. He's like a Hitler. He's this or that. I always, and here's how to end it. Oh, are you in the stock market? And most, when I say 53%, most people are in the market. So how are you doing in the market? And then without even thinking, we're doing fine. I said, any idea why? Well, it's not Trump. So, you know, and as I always say on this show, which is why I have far less aggravation in my life than I used to have, you just end the conversation. I love intellectual stimulation and a discussion of ideas and thoughts and what would make this country better and what's causing the problems. But, I mean, as I'm talking, I'm thinking of 4, 5, 6 friends of mine. One who's so brilliant, and he can't grasp any of this. So, you just move on. You absolutely just move on. Now, I want to say that it will be my extreme pleasure to have coming on here. We've got to pick a date. His book just came out. I've done interviews with the fabulous Dinesh D'Souza on all of his books. And he's got a new one coming out, and it's called The Big Lie. And that will be out shortly. I'm looking to schedule an interview in the next day or two. And you won't want to miss it, because I think Dinesh D'Souza was highly influential with his movie on Hillary's America. I said it at the time, and I mean it now. It's one of the most important movies you'll ever see. Now, I know if you're far to the left, it wouldn't matter what you saw. I know Trump said he could shoot someone and nobody... That's not the reference I want to make. The reference I want to make is, in reality, if Barack Obama, I believe, shot and killed someone in public, there'd be a justification and they'd make a hero out of him. That's how I think how polluted our atmosphere is. And I'm pretty happy the way things are going, and I'll get into some detail on now Chief of Staff John Kelly. I'm starting to love this guy a lot. I actually did before he took the office. And I'm starting to think the trade-off with Homeland Security and getting him in office as Chief of Staff is a great move, because you can't have any effective agency without some kind of cohesion and peace in the White House. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts.
Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared. He asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, 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 bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
All right, we're back, and I'm talking about General John Kelly, four-star general, who's now chief of staff of the White House, by virtue of Reince Priebus being dismissed. And as I said before, I have a lot of respect for Reince Priebus in terms of his toughness, the fact that he's a very bright guy. But, I mean, he's in bed, really almost literally in bed with Paul Ryan. I don't mean it that way. Almost literally in bed with Paul Ryan. And believe me, Paul Ryan and Donald Trump aren't connected. Ryan, I don't care what anybody says, Ryan's part of the faction that wants him out. And I believe it was a setup. I believe Saramucci was brought in. It was his role to even insult or to get rid of Priebus. It was an acceptable way for Trump to handle it. Priebus is gone. Saramucci's in, and then Saramucci goes. If this were anything other than what I said prior to bringing in John Kelly, wouldn't Trump have brought back Priebus and said, well, you know, it was a mistake, and Saramucci did. But you never hear Trump say it was a mistake. At least it's never his mistake. I don't know whether it's one of his liabilities or one of his strengths. We're all told to fess up. But we're dealing with, and I never, ever overuse this word, we're dealing with a unique personality in Donald Trump. Never seen anything like it. So John Kelly's in there, and the first thing he's incorporating is not to allow people to have access to the Oval Office to come and to go. I mean, I'm telling you, in just a few days, I'm loving what I see. And I think Kelly's got a different style. The style of people who confront Trump can be dangerous. It's a point of fact. Trump flat out is an egomaniac. It's safe to say that. If you're on the far right and you say he isn't in this, you're in denial. I'm not in denial of any of this. For those of you who didn't hear, I liked it when the other day I had a doctor's appointment, and my doctor, who just loves to talk politics, and I said, Bruce, can we talk politics some other time? I'd rather discuss my condition. I love this guy. I want to identify him. I love him. And he says, so what do you think about politics? This is when my appointment was over, and I was walking out with him, and I said, Trump is really unhinged, and he jumped. I'm not angry with him. He's working 16 hours a day as a doctor. These people, I understand, they don't know what's going on the outside. They just don't. And most prototypical business operations, I tend to think, go to the left. And he says, what do you think? I said, I think Trump is unhinged. And he was shocked to hear me say it. And I said, but Bruce, would you rather have someone in there who's unhinged doing great things, or a criminal and a traitor to this country? And he, So I'm gonna be straightforward. I'm not taking the party line. First of all, why would I take the party line when I don't consider myself a Republican anymore? So we got John Kelly in there. I like it. I think there's going to be order in the White House. And I think when Kelly talks to Trump, a lot of his advisors may say, Mr. President, this is what you have to do. I think Kelly is smarter, and I think he phrases it in a way that I would phrase it, and says, this might be something for you to think about. You know, there's a way not to confront someone, especially in this particular case, and this is a good psychology lesson, who's an egomaniac, and yet you need to create a relationship with that person or walk. So it's like everything else. It comes down to choices. Kelly also went public, and I believe this is from the horse's mouth, because I don't think these people like Saramucci or Stephen Miller, that's another story, can just speak spontaneously. And Kelly has reassured everyone that Sessions is staying. Trump is still ticked off at Sessions, but he's doing such a great job, and he's such a supporter. I just think this was a huge, huge mistake with Donald Trump. I think he'll be bailed out from the fact that Jeff Sessions is a true patriotic American. He is the real deal. And I think he'll overlook these personal things in the interests of this country and take some of this humiliation that is being bestowed upon him by Donald Trump. And shame on Donald Trump. Shame on him. I was thinking that even if all deals are ethical, and everybody can question that about any deal for a small company to a large one, how would you like to sit at the negotiating table with a deal that you need to make and you get Donald Trump across from you? No thanks, because I think you can throw the rules of negotiation out. And may I inconvenience all of you for 5 minutes to go to my homepage and my website, StuTaylor.com, and watch a 5-minute clip from J.J. Ramberg's Your Business, which has been on MSNBC for years, as she asks me about negotiation, and I'll come back and tell you it's great. I believe everything I said, but in Donald Trump's case, it's not going to hold. It's just like the comparison to baseball. I can name a number of players, but I don't want to show off how much I know about this. Yogi Berra, Hall of Fame catcher for the Yankees. I actually met him at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown when I used to do the national radio broadcasts at the Hall of Fame. One of the great thrills of my life. On mic for 18 straight hours. Oh, man, what a dream. I mean, how many people would love to do that, interviewing all the greats? And Yogi Berra had the most unorthodox swing. He would swing at anything. And he was a terrific hitter. It's an anomaly. And I don't recommend people follow that style as far as Trump's leadership or Yogi Berra's baseball. More coming up.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
Lights beam, creates dreams, walls move, minds do too, on a warm San Francisco.
Laurie, how much do you like that song? Seriously, I love
Scale
it.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
It's right up there, maybe an 8?
What's good, 10 and 1 is bad?
10 being best, correct.
Where do you rate it, 10?
I'm going to go about an 8.
All right, I'm going to give it a 10.
Okay.
Gee, I love that song, man. The night the lights went out in Massachusetts. All these songs, they have this similar sound to them. I love them more today than ever. And I think it's with the frustration with the way things are today. And we begin every day happy and thankful. But as you know, all of us get frustrated all of the time. It's human nature. And I don't know how to eliminate it. You can say, well, give me good health and $50 million. And you still find something to complain about. It's like doing a business deal, if I may get personal for a moment here. I try not to get too personal about my own life, and I'm not sure it would interest anybody, but it doesn't matter because the word personal explains it. Every once in a while in life, you make a huge deal. I just told you anonymously here off air about a friend of mine who just made the most unbelievable deal of a lifetime, and an acquaintance of mine. Actually business related, and it's one of those rare moments. I mean, this deal was so big, I mean, it should be enough to keep me happy the rest of his life. But every once in a while, one of these things comes up in our lives. It can be anything. It can be a daughter's graduation or marriage. I mean, you know, I'm defining it. I'm not defining it in personal terms right now. I don't think I have to. I'm so insanely in love with my family. But when I make an occasional hit in business, you know, that I consider a hit and something exceptional, it's really exciting for, you know, 5 minutes or 8 minutes or 10 minutes, and wow, you know, you don't want anybody to see it, and you just can't believe I just made this deal. And then, you know what, you just move on. I mean, in a sense, I wish my attitude were different, but I'm a realist. I'm actually an idealist with my feet on the ground. I'm a pragmatist. But those moments are those moments are to be treasured. All right, back to John Kelly, Donald Trump, Homeland Security, Sarah Mucci, the dismissal of Reince Priebus. What the hell is going on in this White House? Well, if things don't get under control with John Kelly, I don't think anybody can do it. I mean, this guy, 35, 40 years, lost a son in Afghanistan, a true patriot. I'm happy with the move from Homeland Security, but what he's done in Homeland Security, coupled with what Jeff Sessions has done with immigration, which I'll get to, and sanctuary cities, has not even registered with the progressive media. I can't stand them. And I've been part of the media, and I've been at the White House as part of the media. Back then, it wasn't that tense. I didn't harbor these feelings. But I can tell you right now, if I were at the White House now and I saw people like Al Franken and Dick Durbin and Oh, man, every time I come up with a name here, I wouldn't be even interested in meeting them or shaking their hand. It's become that tense, and yes, I'm part of that right. The question is, who's going to replace Kelly in Homeland Security? You can't keep him in two spots. I don't think and I don't want Jeff Sessions moved. Because as Attorney General, I still have all the confidence in the world in him. He's not gutless. He did what he did on the basis of principle. I don't like it. I wish he didn't do it. It's put Trump in a terrible bind, but a lot of what Trump is facing right now is the result of his own behavior. I don't think Trump knows that even though his actions propelled him into the presidency, his personality and his behavior are his worst enemy. What else can I say? President Hillary Clinton, how does that sound to you? So who do you put into Homeland Security? I don't know, Rudy. How about Rudy Giuliani? It's never going to be Chris Christie. Chris Christie, even though he's a friend of Trump's for years, I mean, I've gotten to dislike that guy personally. He's another absolute egomaniac, but in a different way than Trump. The optics of him on the beach with his family when the beach was closed was just terrible. When you sit back and say, gee, let's go to another beach, somebody could see us. They always do. You can't escape that. But he didn't. Trump personally, I understand, has kind of cut him off because Christie was acting like the big shot he thinks he is by pretending to steer somebody to Trump. In other words, I can get you a conversation with this person, but you can't. And that's just the gist of it. Big mistake. If you want to keep a relationship with someone, you've got to know what their weaknesses are, and you've got to play to their strengths. I don't treat everybody the same way. They may be, in a sense, equal. I've got to be careful when I go there because I think we're all born with equal rights, but we're not all equal. If I got an IQ of 170, you got one of 60, don't tell me we should both be in a class where we're not going to be merit-based. Which finally leads me to immigration. I've been trying to figure a segue to get to immigration. And the segue here is Trump's new policy. Absolutely love it. I love it. And then you've got all of these dimwits. How does a guy like Jim Acosta get a job for CNN? And I might have answered that in the same sentence because it's CNN, a brainless network. I love their ads. They're for the truth in broadcasting, turn to CNN. They're the worst. Or is it a toss-up between CNN and MSNBC? Immigration is going to be cut by 40% from 1 million a year, and the immigration is going to be not based upon religion or ethnic background. It's going to be broad-based, but it will, for those who love affirmative action, be a huge disappointment to them. And to these people, you know what I say? I can't say it on radio, but you know what I'm thinking. Because we're going to get people in that are going to who are going to help this country and not hurt it. Before you would said, "Oh, hey, listen, you know, equality. We can't discriminate. Doesn't matter whether it's a fundamental Islamic terrorist or someone who can't speak the language, who's done nothing and has lived off the government." Trump is right. He doesn't succumb to political correctness. List that as a key reason why I just love what Trump is doing. He doesn't give a damn what the flack is. That's why his opposing forces, and they're pretty widespread, will do anything to get him out of office. It's going to be based on merit. Speak the language. Got to speak English. You got to have a job. And you got to be able to sustain yourself. That could be anybody. And Jim Acosta say, oh, you're discriminating against people who don't speak English. What an ass. I, you know, here he is in the first row or something of the White House briefing. This isn't the first time Jim Acosta has said this. It's just that he finally got to me with all his stupid remarks. And congratulations to Stephen Miller. You know, that young bald guy who's the spokes, a policy key advisor to Trump, Stephen Miller. He blanked all over Jim Acosta. I mean, this guy is really sharp. Now, the question is, how far should he go in his discussions? He's had a couple of other situations where he sounded more like the president than the president himself. But I will tell you, this guy is brilliant. He made Jim Acosta look like the fool he is, and he did it in the press conference. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All right, we open this segment with a lady with a compelling book. Her name is Kathy Brown. And the name of the book, My Emerald City, When Growing Up Grunge is a Killer. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Kathy, welcome to the show. A pleasure to have you. And are we talking about a fiction or a non-fictional book? Because the story is really, as I said, so compelling.
Thank you for having me, Stu. Yes, this is my story, and I felt compelled to write My Emerald City. I always wanted to be a writer, but I grew up in a dysfunctional family where my dad was chemically dependent and my mother suffered from a serious mental illness. And with so much going on, I lost sight of my dream. You know, I was young and impressionable, and I began relying on drugs and alcohol to relieve me of the turmoil that I was going through. And it wasn't until much later, after being sober for 14 years, that I realized I'd accomplished all of my dreams. And, you know, I survived, and I had a story that needed to be told.
And so basically, what's the basic theme or an overview of the story?
My Emerald City is a story of survival. I grew up in Seattle during the late 80s and 90s. When Amber Alerts didn't exist, and no one cared about runaways. And these kids were often victims of crimes, you know, they crimes that went undocumented. And when we were on the street, there was a serial killer on the loose, and he was one of the most prolific in American history, and we were scared. And in my book, I talk about one of the victims. She was a childhood friend of mine who lived across the street from me. So it's definitely a story about survival.
So you had really multiple episodes in your life that, in a sense, make you a poster girl, if I could use that expression, for writing a book like this. What was the turning point? What was the watershed moment where you suddenly turned everything around?
I have to tell you, a lot of people ask me, you know, how do you think that you survived? Why did you survive this? And I realized that, you know, even when I was growing up in the situation, that I knew that it was incredibly dysfunctional. And I did not want to be in that situation, and I knew that there was something better out there for me. And I really did, you know, I struggled with alcoholism for years, and once I had that turning point where I realized this is part of what's going on with me, I recognized that I wanted to change. And once I stopped drinking, everything changed around me. And my views on life were what I wanted to do with my life. And all of my dreams came true. I ended up, you know, I always wanted to be an actress. I ended up on All My Children and One Life to Live. Great things were happening for me. I ended up getting married to a great guy. And with that being said, you know, some bad things happened along the way as well. I ended up getting divorced. And this is just, I was able to deal with life on life's terms. And my head was just on straight.
What is your viewpoint, your degree of optimism or pessimism on what has just invaded our culture and drugs and drug cartels and people addicted to opioids and all of this stuff? I mean, to me, it's just, it's inconceivable because I grew up when this problem didn't exist. Since you've been on, quote, on the inside, what do you tell people like myself who have lived a life that's been shielded by this?
Right. There's such a large population that's completely disenfranchised from what is actually going on. We have so many people that are chemically dependent, and part of the disease is that you don't understand that you're chemically dependent or that you're suffering from an alcohol addiction, because part of the disease is denial. It's so prevalent. We all know somebody that's suffering from alcoholism or a drug problem, but until that person actually recognizes it, they're going to be lost. You can kind of steer them in the right direction, but it's up to them to make that choice, you know. So it's an unfortunate disease, but it's also the best disease that I've ever had, because I was able to turn my life around once I recognized that I had a problem.
Congratulations. You're a role model to a lot of people out there, and I recommend this book to people who are struggling. It's written by Kathy Brown. The name of the book is My Emerald City, When Growing Up Grunge is a Killer, and it's published by Fulton Books. Kathy, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate you having me.
All right, we're going to continue here. I do want to get in a note. I probably haven't talked about it enough here. But, you know, I always talk about the great values. You hear the great values in life. It used to be Chevrolet, UPS, and the ferry ride in New York. I never forgot that. Kind of, America's apple pie. I'm recommending something you can add to that, and that's Boating in Boston. You can go to boatinginboston.com. That's boatinginboston.com. It's so inexpensive to have access to kayak, to have rowboats, paddle boats. Anytime you want, for an amazingly low price, you can get it for the whole season. I have been part of this now for many years, and I mean, I can't tell you, and I'm a kayaker, I can't tell you how thrilling this is. So go to boatinginboston.com and tell them Stu Taylor sent you over. Got less than a minute. I had a lot to talk about. I never got to it today. So let me conclude by saying something I don't say too much, but I do have to say it in the interests of self-promotion. My website is stutaylor.com. You go to my website, you can see that I'm available as a speaker to your group, your organization, your college, on a number of topics. Just click on testimonials, speaking engagements, videos. If you like what you see, I promise you a very engaging and energetic appearance. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,